Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right. Well, looks like another deep stater skates. That's what they do. To the surprise of no one. The question really honestly becomes, will anyone ever be prosecuted for anything?
Oh, if it's a Republican, I'm sure.
Here's what Tom Fitton said. In my view, this is head of Judicial Watch. We played Trey Gowdy earlier, who said, listen, the reason they dropped the charges or dropped the investigation and didn't charge Andrew McCabe, former head of the acting director of the FBI, is because, look, they couldn't even get a grand jury to indict him. So you're definitely not going to get, they were struggling to get the grand jury to indict him in recent weeks. You're definitely not going to get anybody to convict him, so they dropped it, right? Well, that's a D.C. grand jury. Mm-hmm. And D.C. voted 90% for Hillary Clinton. It's a bunch of political activists. So they know the deal. It doesn't matter who you pick for the grand jury or the jury. And here's what Tom Fitton said. This is the flip side of that. In my view, past experience is an indication of what's going to happen. Comey, James Comey, was referred to the Department of Justice under AG Barr for prosecution for leaking the president's FBI files and lying about it, including classified information. They refused to proceed. You have the significant criminal activity by the deputy. Okay. My computer just crashed.
Oh, great.
Anyway, on to another topic. What else can we talk about? Let's see. Boy Scouts. Here's one. Boy Scouts. Let's do this. Boy Scouts been headed to bankruptcy for about, what, a year and a half now? We've been reading about they're on their way. They're on their way. So this is not really a surprise. And it's interesting the way that this is being spun. Because... And yes, it is most certainly true that the, you know, huge number of sexual abuse lawsuits is causing this. There's over 300 of them out there. Many more possibly beyond that. So, I mean, you're talking huge settlements on and on and on and on. That's just the latest batch. Okay, yeah. But here's what nobody wants to talk about. The problem with paying those lawsuits and really being able to maintain the insurance policy that pays them is that when you have a massive membership decrease, you don't have cash funds. Mm-hmm. And what caused the massive membership decrease? I don't know. It just happened. No. Churches pulling out of the Boy Scouts and saying not just no, but heck no, because of their liberal policies in recent years. And the liberal, I mean, they might as well change it from Boy Scouts of America to the Rainbow Push Coalition, the way that things have been going. And you look at this. I mean, they even changed the name. They took the boy part out. Because,
yeah.
You know, how can we ever really know anybody's gender?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
obviously that's a fluid issue for everybody.
It's very fluid.
Yeah.
They don't even call it Boy Scouts anymore. So people just threw their hands up. And when you look at this, at peak, they had a membership of 4 million boys. The membership is now down to 2.3 million. Down from 2.6 million 5 years ago. So they've lost 300,000. They had to more than double the dues to even begin to make up for the mess. And you know what this is, Lee? This is just like the NFL. Once the left gets their teeth into your organization, they're happy with any one of two either of two outcomes. They either destroy the organization, especially if it's an iconic one, like the NFL, you know, a real unique American institution. They love to take those down. Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, NFL, anything like that that really personifies American culture, which they hate. So they're perfectly happy to see it crash and burn, or they just co-opt it for their own purposes. It's like a virus taking over a cell. You know what I'm saying? So either one is a perfectly acceptable outcome. Either one's a win for them, and this is a win for them.
A parasitic situation.
Yeah. So, and you can go back and Google the changes the Boy Scouts have made in recent years. If you just wanted a nice leadership organization for your son, it's just not that anymore. not at the top leadership level anyway. I'm sure there are great troops at local churches that do wonderful things with wonderful leaders. Our church has a wonderful troop. I know the leaders. They're great people. It's not that. It just gets to the point where at some point, like what's coming out of the National Girl Scouts headquarters, which is a bunch of pro-partial birth abortion propaganda, which has absolutely nothing to do with leadership for a 9-year-old. You just throw your hands up and go, I can't put my money behind that anymore, even though my local troop might be great, might be a wonderful part of my church.
And it's sad because it used to be a badge of honor, pun intended there, for, to be a part of that, particularly those that attained the rank of honor of Eagle Scout. You know, a lot of very fine American leaders have, had that distinction. And, once again, it's something where there are many things that led to this. Obviously, the sexual abuse allegations and the lawsuits there have something to do with it, but also the pressure from liberal groups to include or not exclude gay members and other things. When this was an organization that was started with a traditional biblical belief in God and in certain behaviors that were acceptable and certain that were not.
I think, honestly, the whole gender thing did them more damage than anything else. I mean, that's the whole point of it, is a boys' leadership organization. And if you're not really willing to distinguish gender anymore, I mean, that's a slap across people's face. Then I'll go find a boys' leadership organization somewhere else. And again, I know that I'm going to get a ton of texts. My local troop is wonderful. Like I said, our church's troop is wonderful. Yeah. I love the leaders. They're absolutely good people. I know them personally. It's just, again, the leadership at the top makes these organizations so narrow that only a tiny percent of the population shares the belief system of these organizations, which at the top are radical. And, you know what the problem is here, Lee? The problem is that what these organizations are doing once liberals take them over is the opposite of inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
They call it inclusive. Now, if you're going to be inclusive, you would just drop kick the politics, all of it. Forget it all. Just let boys be boys in a boys organization. Just do that. Not Democrat, not Republican, not liberal, not because they're just what it always was. Nope, can't do that. Cannot allow the game, the NFL game to begin without some sort of kneeling or diss on America. Can't do that. Texter writes, that's where my daughter is, in American Heritage Girls in the Greenville area. Check it out. We did. American Heritage Girls, absolutely wonderful. We had a just wonderful experience in that group. My daughter stopped going because we travel on the weekends now for volleyball, and we miss it. We miss a lot of that. But yeah, great group. Great group. But this is what happens. This is what they tried to do to the NFL. By the way, the irony, Lee, Trump saved the NFL. Remember when he got into that big battle with them?
He
saved them. They'd be going away to Boy Scouts. Well, you can't watch unless you share all our political beliefs. Otherwise, you'll be offended. We're going to go narrow. No, we're not. We're going to go broad. Trump gave them the cover to just be a football league.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Just got an email from one of our listeners, Ralph. He nails this. Bloomberg is actually the New York billionaire everyone claims Trump is. My jaw is just dropped. I mean, the media literally out there trying to resuscitate Bloomberg because Biden is nosediving and they need an elitist candidate. They need a candidate controlled by the elites to take over the DNC and the Democrat Party. And they can't let Bernie get a hold of it because all the right people get pushed out and replaced by Bernie's people. And I mean, you don't want them replaced by Bernie's people. They like to beat people. I mean, they could beat you up. You could come into the DNC and they just beat you. It's what they do, isn't it? Things got so desperate this weekend, by the way. Did you see what Biden did? We've been talking about this for weeks. When is somebody, anybody, I don't care who, going to demand that Bernie apologize for his goons and disavow them? You know the ones. Four paid staffers, all of them field operatives, two of them in South Carolina, who talked about, yeah, we're going to start killing people when Bernie's elected. It's not enough just to get elected. We're going to have to kill people. Oh, cool. Awesome. Bernie going to disavow that? No. Okay. Anybody in the Democrat field? I mean, surely one of y'all wants to win. Going to challenge him to disavow that? I mean, should we really kill our opponents? Should we really drag the anchors at MSNBC out by their hair, set their hair on fire and kill them for not being sufficiently liberal? I mean, I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. I was just curious how Bernie would respond to that. Well, and amazed that, I mean, as much as, here's what's so crazy, as much as this party wants to jettison Bernie, not because they don't believe what he says, but because they don't want him to tell you the truth about what they believe. But most especially not because when you take over a party, as the Democrats have seen with Trump, your followers take over the party apparatus, namely the RNC, right? There's a reason Ronna McDaniel was installed as the head of the RNC. She's Mitt Romney's niece. This is Romney in the Bush's last gasp hope of maintaining control of the RNC, right? So the Democrats see this. And so Bernie wins. It doesn't just mean he wins and tells people the truth about what they want to do. They're horrified by that. But it means his people come in and take over the levers of power, which means the levers of the money. And all of the donors who've spent millions pimping these Democrats over the years, they get busted out. They don't want that. So they got to go find somebody they control. They can control who will keep all the right people in place. And that's Bloomberg. I'd actually wait to do this to the till the kids were in school, so I could read a collection of Bloomberg's greatest hits. And these aren't even the ones you saw over the weekend on television. My personal favorite is the 1997 quote: "Seikiko Sakai Garrison made the mistake of coming to work pregnant. She's working for Bloomberg. He told her, 'Kill it.'" Now, how do we have all these collected works of Bloomberg? Well, his staffers who were, you know, his people who worked for him were so incredibly offended by him, they collected them in a book. They only wish Trump said stuff like this. They've had to parse Trump's quotes to make it sound like he said stuff like this. On another occasion, when this is from Seikiko Sakai Garrison's lawsuit, which, by the way, ended up paying out to her. On another occasion, when she expressed that she was struggling to find childcare, Bloomberg told her to hire, quote unquote, hire some black. "It's a effing baby," he said. "All it does is eat and starts with S and ends in T. It doesn't know the difference between you and anyone else. All you need is some black who doesn't have to speak English to rescue it from a burning building." I'm just getting started. Can you imagine if one, just one quote like this was to ever resurface from Donald Trump? Oh, God, it'd never end. But fortunately, we have, quote, the portable Bloomberg, the wit and wisdom of Michael Bloomberg, an unauthorized collection of unauthorized sayings. Yes, these are actual quotes. They're almost all offensive. For Bloomberg, sexual analogies were constant and crude. Quote, make the customer think he's getting laid when he's getting effed. Here's another Bloomberg witticism. A good salesperson asks for the order. It's like the guy who goes into a bar. He walks up to every gorgeous girl there and says, do you want a blank? He gets turned down a lot, but he does get blanked a lot, too. It's kind of atmosphere these Me Too women can really get into. Folks, I cannot wait to see if the base goes for this guy. Because they ought to never be taken seriously again with any of their Me Too trash if they vote for this guy. They apparently saw women, even famous women, in crude and sexual terms. Quote, what do I want? I want an exclusive 10-year contract, an automatic extension, and I want you to pay me. And I want a... I don't know how to say that. We'll lose the station license. And I want a blank from Jane Fonda. Look it up yourself. See what he wanted. You can figure it out. Have you seen Jane Fonda lately? He said, not bad for 50. Yeah. He don't like gay people either, and I can't read these quotes to you. We'll lose the station license. You're going to have to look them up. Starts with F, ends with G. A favorite tag of Bloomberg's for gay people. Is there, let me ask a question. Is there anybody Bloomberg doesn't hate? Machinists, farmers, gay people, women, black people. Am I missing anybody? Oh, pregnant women. Yeah, especially didn't like pregnant women. You should just kill it. Yeah, can't win. You're just going to have to look up the homophobic quotes. By the way, those are being reported in select conservative outlets. They haven't hit the mainstream yet. Maybe they won't. I don't know. Yeah, I can't read that either. Let's see. When talking about the Bloomberg Terminal, which is what made him really rich, the trading machine he invented, basically, for Wall Street. It will do everything, he says, including give you a blow blank. I guess that puts a lot of you girls out of business? Hmm. Anybody triggered yet? I just wonder, because people should be totally triggered. Again, they would love to have just one quote like this from Trump. Just one.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elect Democrats in the fall, it's going to be Anarchy Express. Folks, you can't... I don't know where to begin. Honest to God, I don't know where to begin this weekend. It's just this weekend, okay? Do you see what ICE had to do over the weekend? ICE had to send in armed SWAT teams to the post-constitutional occupied territory to enforce federal law. No. Pull back. Forget Democrat, Republican. Forget conservative versus liberal. Forget California versus South Carolina. Just pull back and look at how this would look historically in the big macro level. And you can see what just happened. Because it's unbelievable. Honest to God, the ICE had to send SWAT teams into L.A. to enforce federal law. Because it is presently unenforceable there. That's why I call this a post-constitutional. It's like a tense post-constitutional post-American territory that they're trying to tame, where anarchy reigns. I don't know how else to describe this. And what they're doing is they're not sending them in there after some poor illegal immigrant who just wants to come here, work, and be peaceful. No. They're not even bothering with them. They don't have time. They're going in after hardcore criminals. And the reason they have to go in is because California doesn't cooperate with the federal government. And California officials actually block the enforcement of federal laws, which is illegal. And so they will not tell ICE when these people are being released. And so they got to go in with SWAT teams, because when once they get good and dug in into their homes, it's dangerous to pick them up. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, the police chief and mayor of L.A., actually made a video advising illegal immigrants on how to avoid the ICE SWAT teams, while Elizabeth Warren pled this weekend for Trump to stop. Again, these ICE teams are picking up the most hardened, repeat, violent criminals. These are not illegal immigrants just trying to work a job. I'm not even defending them. They shouldn't be here either. But they don't even do that yet. So we literally have Democrats coming down on the side of the most violent criminals in our country, trying to protect them from pickup by ICE and keep them on the streets. You want an example of what I'm talking about? Folks, this is post-American. This is post-constitutional. Are these states or territories? Are they occupied territories? Am I honest to God? Federal government has to send armed agents. Have you ever seen such a thing in our lifetimes? And of course, ICE promising they will eventually begin in these sweeps picking up elected officials and government agents who stand in the way of the enforcement of federal law, which is illegal. Ask Trump, ask Roger Stone, ask what obstruction of justice means. They understand that when it comes to anybody associated with Trump. Let me give you just one example from the weekend, but just one. Of post-constitutional, post-American territories that we need to subdue. Literally, got to send people in to subdue them. I used this example earlier. It's like when the French came to America and they decided to conquer part of the territories. They teamed up with the Indians. And so for a while there, they'd kill you if you were a British subject caught on what they deemed to be their territories. They had to send Washington out there to put the French down. Because it wasn't clear whose territory it was. We're doing that again. God, Washington would recognize this. Over the weekend, ICE, they had issued subpoenas in San Diego County asking for the whereabout information and if sanctuary states had plans on releasing a series of illegal aliens. They won't honor the detainers. They won't even tell them what the release schedule is. We've never seen this in America before. I've been a crime reporter for years. I know how it works. Every part of our criminal justice system is not secret. Court dates aren't secret. If somebody gets a court ticket, they got to drive, they got a speeding ticket. You go find out when that person's court date is. It's right there. You look it up. It's public information. Otherwise, we're China operating secret courts. that lets you have this information on regular Americans, but not illegals? Who are they protecting? Okay, ICE issued a subpoena because they want to pick up, this is one of the four they released over the weekend, their names, a 40-year-old illegal immigrant of Mexican descent who was arrested in December for continuing sexual abuse of a child, performing a lewd act on a child under 14, and oral copulation with a person under 14. Again, continuing sexual abuse of a child. Is that a person you want to let out? Well, in regular America, yes, we don't want him out. But in post-American, post-constitutional occupied anarchist territories, it's apparently A-OK. You know, like San Diego, an anarchist territory. The guy, in addition to his ongoing and continuing sexual abuse of said child, does anyone care about said child? Does anybody care? I mean, besides ICE and Trump. Doesn't appear anybody cares. Beyond all that, by the way, this genius, illegal immigrant, has two DUI convictions, both from 2009. He has been returned to Mexico on 11 separate occasions between 2009 and 2011. But see, we are fist in the air, man. We love, don't you love, come on, say it with me. Don't you love child sex abusers? Aren't they great? No? Folks, we live in a country where we cannot decide if we do or do not love child sex abusers who shouldn't even be here. Folks, what do you call this? These are occupied territories. They do not conform to federal law. What are they then? What's a word for that? What is a word for that? Because, see, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, and I didn't even get into New York City yet. You know, where they said no bond, you know, no bond, no bail. So we just, like, arrest you, give you a little ticket, send you right back out on the street. You know what I'm saying? Today, we don't want to inconvenience you. So you got to get back to committing crime as soon as possible. Did you hear this? Headline, Fox News, New York City subway thief thanks Democrats after his 139th arrest, release. Quote, bail reform, it's lit, he said. Bail reform, it's lit. So what he does, Charles Berry, he hangs out on the subway and he robs people. He just takes some money off them, which is, you know, I mean, if you have bail, you know, you got to wait for the hearing on the bail. I mean, that'll slow you down 24, 48 hours. It costs you money. But if you can just be turned right back out the door, every time you be right back there on the subway platform to hit the next person, it's great. You'll love it. Bail reform, it's lit, Barry yelled to reporters Thursday outside the NYPD Transit District 1 headquarters in the Columbus Circle station before officers transported him to Manhattan Central. He then yelled, it's the Democrats. The Democrats know me and the Republicans fear me. You can't touch me. I can't be stopped. Which is true.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Texture rates. Hey, Tara, do you have the boomer interpretation for bail reform is lit? Yes, I do. Bail reform is lit, yo. Was that convincing? Folks, this is awesome, but it's not. Charles Berry, 56, has been arrested 6 times since the start of this year. He's been released each time without having to post bail under New York's new bail reform law. See, okay, here's the deal. This is why the bail thing's a big deal, okay? And I've seen judges do this many times. It's very standard. And what they'll do is, you know, you get arrested for a crime, I don't know, it's theft or something. Theft under 500, let's say. And, you know, they'll bond you out. That's pretty standard across any, you know, any jurisdiction, any state. Right? But you're going to probably cool your heels in jail for a day or two till your hearing comes up. And then they'll offer you bond. Maybe you can pay it. Maybe you can't. Now you got to come up with the bond. You're out the bond money. And it makes it not worth it to do the theft, right? Because now you're paying more in bond than you originally stole off the guy to begin with. You get nowhere, right? Slows you down. Really puts a dent in crime. Democrats say, no. You either give them the ticket on the spot or you take them down to the station. They get the ticket and out the door they go. So there's no expense for the bail. So what judges will do is, dude, what is he, 3 times this month? No, we're not. You're not bailing out. I'm not bonding you out. You can just cool your heels to your trial. Not going to be a year from now. Too bad. They do it all the time. They'll pull the bond. If you're in a crime spree, and this does society a favor, but also does you a favor. A lot of times these people are on drugs, they're out of control, and you know it stops you from racking up the next 5 to 6 theft charges. Not New York. Mm-mm. No, you get the ticket, you go right back out the door. And that's what Charles Barry did. His total arrest record is 139, but just since the beginning of the year, it's 6 so far that we know of. He's been released each time without having to post bail under New York's new bail reform law, which, by the way, all of the candidates want to make national, with the exception of Pete Buttigieg, who just wants to make it national for most crimes, most nonviolent crimes, not all. So Pete's pretty close, but everybody else is want to make it national. Barry yelled this to reporters Thursday outside the NYPD Transit District 1. Bail reform, it's lit, he said. I don't know. Let's run this through our boomer translator. Let's see.
And now, here's how to talk like a gangster for boomers. Here's how to say, you are beautiful, like a gangster. You be stupid fly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey.
Okay, so let's see. You be stupid fly. Bail reform, it's lit. Smack that monkey. Make sense? Well, he's 56, so. Anyway, he continued yelling to the Democrats. This is what he yelled, literally, to reporters. Bail reform, it's lit. It's the Democrats. The Democrats know me and the Republicans fear me. Yeah, I know. These are people going to work in New York. I mean, he takes their money. You can't touch me. I can't be stopped. You want to hear the rest of what he had to say? They plan to make this national, folks. If you're not motivated, you better be motivated. You better go volunteer. Seriously, get motivated. Here's what else he had to say. I'm famous. I take $200, $300 a day of your money, cracker. You can't stop me, Barry shouted to reporters. Quote, it's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. They punked people out for their bull blank crimes. Bail reform, it's lit. You could do this at a poetry reading in one of those like liberal slam poetry coffee shop, but they'd love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.